No B.O. Oh, we all smell good on Sunday. We all smell good on Sunday. When Saturday comes, the bathing speaks. So we all smell good on Sunday.
Welcome to Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass. Spring is... It's definitely here. It's kind of windy and gray where I'm at in the bluegrass state of Kentucky. Happy to be here. Happy that you've joined us today. Always thank you to Benny Martin. That tune, by the way, is Smell Good on Sunday from the Tennessee Jubilee album. In case I don't get it credit enough, it just seems the perfect song to kick off a Saturday afternoon bluegrass show. Here's what's happening that's just going on so quickly that I'm scribbling notes within a half hour of the show today. I always tell you to go to the unrealbluegrass.com website. That is still the best way to keep current as to what's happening. Now, the problem becomes when we have so many things going on, we run out of room on the left side. If you pull it up, unrealbluegrass.com, and if you're just like at your leisure listening to some of the 120-something interviews, I think there are maybe a dozen interviews with Sonny Osborne. And if you ever just want to have some fun, go listen to all those things. It covers Sonny's career from the beginning to now to some things that have nothing to do with his career. Just some fascinating stuff that he's been willing to share with us, and it's just priceless stuff. Not from my point, not from my participation, but just listen to Sonny talk about things. But anyway, if you go to the website now, you will see today, sure enough, Dave Atkins. Dave has a new album. He has a number one song right now, Pike County Jail, on the bluegrass charts, and Dave's a great guy. He was a guest last year. We had a blast. We're going to talk to him. You can also see now that Mike Compton is on next week. Mike will be live. Mike Compton, easiest way to describe him, maybe the greatest mandolin player walking the planet. Nashville Bluegrass Band, if that helps you. Mike plays a lot of appearances with Joe Newberry and records with him and plays with whoever wants a fabulous mandolin player. And by the way, if you're still struggling as to who Mike is, if you remember that great kickoff to Man of Constant Sorrow, that mandolin kickoff from the one that we all know and hum and get up and move around to from Oh Brother, that's Mike. That mandolin kickoff drives that song, I think, and made it lodged in everybody's brain forever and ever. That's Mike Compton. Rhonda Vincent's going to be the 12th of April. The 14th of April will be Dolly Parton. Now, Dolly, I will be traveling back to Nashville to interview her on the 14th. You will hear that in all likelihood on the 19th. Up in the air still, Bill Emerson. Bill's looking for a date to come back. Pete Wernick, one of my all-time favorite people and banjo players, is looking for a date to come back. They will let me know. So, always watch Unreal Bluegrass so you can find out what's happening. And then listen, because I'll tell you, I have brand new stuff. A lot of those things just happened in the last day or so and couldn't be added. Greg Cahill was on a couple weeks ago, and was talking about a new album he had coming out, John Denver Tribute, Country Boy. Got some Larry Sparks in here because on the first night of spring, I got to see Larry Sparks here locally, and the ultimate class professional, king of bluegrass soul, always is. Such a great guy, such a great performer. So you're going to hear a little bit of Larry because that's still fresh in my mind. Were it not for the FCC, I would one day do an all Larry show. That's never going to happen. But I'm thinking in the future what we ought to do is just everybody come to my house and we'll just play Larry Sparks records all day, and that'll be a good time. So we got a lot going on. A lot of good music from the Osborne Brothers and Ralph Stanley and the infamous String Dusters, a little Rhonda Vincent, a little Dolly Parton, a little Charlie Daniels, a little Bill Emerson, a little John Hartford, Hot Rise. You name it, it's here. You know, you can watch the games if you want, but I would suggest that you turn the sound down, turn up this music, and it will double your pleasure, I guarantee it. Let's get started.
Howdy, folks. This is Greg Cahill of the Special Consensus, and you're listening to the other Steve Martin on Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass.
Hello, this is Tom Adams, and you are listening to the other Steve Martin on Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass. Sounds real.
One, two, one, two, three.
All day, I've been throwing Tom Adams' name around and throwing his different music around from all this different variety of, even Monster Truck. Tom's on the phone right now. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, doing well, Steve. How are you?
Doing good. Happy to have you. We started off the show with a smattering of Tom Adams' music, and I included the Johnson Mountain Boys, and I included some of your stuff, your solo stuff, and some things from the Flame Keepers when you were with them, and did some great stuff, and ended it up with
Monster Truck. Now, tell me how that's not a number one hit song on the CMT.
Well, I can't tell you. Let me count the ways that it's not.
I mean, the video is right there. You spell it out for them.
Hello, this is Rhonda Vincent, and you're listening to the other Steve Martin on Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass.
There were several nice cuts from Rhonda Vincent, who Rhonda is now on the phone. Hi, Rhonda, how are you today?
Hello there. Hello from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, you're getting ready tonight. I guess what you're on the Opry tonight, is that right?
We are on the Grand Ole Opry. It's going to be a very special night, you know, with the passing of George Jones. I think everyone is doing a special tribute to George, and I am going to be singing a song I've never sang before of his that I loved, called When the Grass Grows Over Me.
Mm. Well, I ask you, we kind of put this together really within the last, I don't know, hour, and I thought who would be better to come on and talk about than with what you were posting on different media this morning, Rhonda. I thought Rhonda would be the person to have call in if it were possible. So your memories of George Jones, we just thought would be so nice to add to the show. There's really no other way to deal with it than the fact that it's happened. And thanks so much for calling in. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, some memories of George, and then what you got planned for tonight.
Well, my first ever time of seeing him in person, I mean, always a fan and growing up, I don't ever remember a time when I didn't listen to George Jones. But, you know, that was before, I mean, you didn't even think that it was ever a possibility to ever see him in person or to talk to him or, you know, he was that larger than life, I guess. And I think it was 1994, I was at the Opryland theme park and went over to see a show, got a front row seat. I'm sitting up there watching him, and all of a sudden he said, there's a lady that me and the band are all a fan of, and we want to have her sing a song. And I can't wait to think, it's like, who is he going to introduce? It's going to be awesome. And so he says my name, but I am so awestruck that I don't even realize that it, even though I heard my name, it's like, you know what, that wasn't really me talking about.
Oh, wow.
And he's looking down at me and motioning for me to come up on the stage. Well, it's like, okay, George Jones is calling me to the stage. I climbed like a monkey up the front of the stage instead of going around and going up the steps like you would normally would.
It
never occurred to me that I should take the stairs. I just hiked my leg up on the stage, and the next thing I know, I'm standing on stage by George Jones.
Oh,
still,
wow.
Like, in shock.
Hello, this is banjo player Alan Mundy, and you're listening to the other Steve Martin.
Hey, this is Terry Balcom with the other Steve Martin.
Hello, this is James Allen Shelton, and you're listening to the other Steve Martin.
Hi, this is Ned Lubarecki, and you're keeping it unreal with the other Steve Martin.
Hi, this is Sammy Sheeler of the Lonesome River Band, and you're listening to the other Steve Martin.
Hello, this is Tom T.
And Dixie Hall.
And you're listening to the other Steve Martin on Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass.
Hi, this is Joe Mullins with the Radio Ramblers. You're listening to the other Steve Martin on Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass. It's wild and crazy.
Hey, folks, this is John Cowan, and you're listening to the other Steve Martin on Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass.
Come on.
This is Jorma Kalkinen. You're listening to UnrealBluegrass.com featuring Steve Martin. It may not be the one you're thinking about, but he's just as real. You got to check the show out. Wow, that's unreal.
I'm very happy to welcome Jorma Kalkinen to Unreal Bluegrass. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I'm feeling positively unreal.
And I didn't have to pay for this, but I appreciate that.
Well, my pleasure. Well, I appreciate the broad brushstrokes.
Good. Thank you, because that's what I'm trying to do.
Hello, folks. This is Tim O'Brien, and you're listening to the other Steve Martin.
As always, thanks so much for dropping by Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass. I'll be back next week from 2 to 5. And with that being said, I'll just wish you all a wonderful week and remind you to always, it's an option, pick peace, please.